Chapter 17. I am Ubik. Before the universe was, I am. I made the suns. I made the worlds. I created the lives and the places they inhabit. I moved them here. I put them there. They go as I say. They do as I tell them. I am the word, and my name is never spoken, the name which no one knows. I am called Ubik, but that is not my name. I am. I shall always be. Glenn Runciter could not find the moratorium owner. Are you sure you don't know where he is, Runciter? Asked Miss Beeson, the moratorium owner's secretary. It's essential that I talk to Ella again. I'll have her brought out, Miss Beeson said. You may use Office 4B. Please wait there, Mr. Runciter. I will have your wife for you in a very short time. Try to make yourself comfortable. Locating Office 4B, Runciter paced about restlessly. At last, a moratorium attendant appeared, wheeling in Ella's casket on a hand truck. Sorry to keep you waiting, the attendant said. He began at once to set up the electronic communing mechanism, humming happily as he worked. In short order, the task was completed. The attendant checked the circuit one last time, nodded in satisfaction, then started to leave the office. This is for you, Runciter said, and handed him several 50-cent pieces, which he had scrounged from his various pockets. I appreciate the rapidity with which you accomplished the job. Thank you, Mr. Runciter, the attendant said. He glanced at the coins, then frowned. What kind of money is this, he said. Runciter took a good long look at the 50-cent pieces. He saw at once what the attendant meant. Very definitely the coins were not as they should be. Whose profile is this? He asked himself. Who's this on all three coins? Not the right person at all, and yet he's familiar. I know him. And then he recognized the profile. I wonder what this means, he asked himself. Strangest thing I've ever seen. Most things in life eventually can be explained, but Joe Chip on a 50-cent piece? It was the first Joe Chip money he had ever seen. He had an intuition, chillingly, that if he searched his pockets and his billfold, he would find more. This was just the beginning. End of Ubik by Philip K. Dick. Narrated by Jeff Halberstadt in the studios of North Texas Taping and Radio for the Blind. For the Library of Congress, February 1993. For special distribution is authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Vintage Books, a division of Random House, Incorporated, New York. If you found any cassette in this book to be defective, please place a rubber band or piece of string around that cassette for identification. Place it in a container on top of the front stack of cassettes.